and which generation. Hear from experts and people in our community.
Max Nadja is from Axis Travel. Max, hello. Welcome to ABC Radio.
Absolutely. Well, I've been doing this for 47 years now, and we've been doing work for the last 5 or 6 days incessantly, 24-7, for our clients at Axis Travel. The best form of communication, I can tell you this without any hesitation, has been through a third-party contact of using a satellite computer reservation systems, which is what most travel agencies use. We don't use consumer websites. I'll give you a simple example. We've had clients go to a website, say for example Emirates, and the flights are looking at confirmed status. It's an Emirates code share flight with Qantas. They go to the airport, there are no seats. So the websites between Emirates and Qantas sometimes don't work. And people like, say, Qantas will turn around and say, it's not our fault. Well, it is, because you're working together, ACCC confirmed partnership with Emirates, but the client gets to the airport trusting what they read on the Emirates website, correct?
Yeah.
And they get to the airport and there's no seats.
Yeah.
So that's been happening a lot, and that's something that Qantas, conditions of carriage, they need to rectify and pay compensation for that, because they're basically screwing up all the connecting flights, the domino effect. But certainly the important part is keep in contact with your travel agent. If your travel agency who does not use the consumer websites has got direct contacts and can reissue and rebook flights on any airline, that's the contact that you should be using.
You're on ABC Radio, Darwin Adams, dear with you. Max Najjar is the director of Axis Travel, one of the travel agents. Thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure. You're welcome, Adam.
Thank you. There's Max Najjar from Axis Travel, one of the travel agents looking after people flying in and out of Australia. You're